God. Father, we just thank you, Lord, tonight. We thank you, Father, for everyone that's here. And I pray, Father, that you'd speak to our hearts tonight through your word, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have your Bibles, look with me to Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7. It says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." And now turn to Luke chapter 8. Talking about seeds tonight. The seed. Did you know that everything comes from a seed? I mean, we don't, if you see an acorn out here on the ground, the DNA for an oak tree is in that little acorn. And if that acorn gets in the right place, the right atmosphere, it will become a tree. You know, but if that thing doesn't get in the right atmosphere, then it's not going to necessarily produce what it's supposed to. And the Bible even said that Jesus, that he was the seed of God. It said that we are the seed of God. But everything comes from a seed. When God created in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, and he created everything, and he said, "Let everything bring forth and reproduce after its own kind." And he put everything in a seed form. And you know, when we're sowing seeds, when we're giving, we're sowing seeds. But did you know that there's a lot more to seeds than just giving? Did you know that your actions are seeds? You know, you've heard people say you reap what you sow. You know, if your actions, whatever actions you're doing, you're going to have repercussions. It's going to come back from your actions because they're seeds. But the good side of this is that if we understand about seeds, then we can have seeds working for us instead of working against us. You know, if you're planting good seeds all the time, then you're going to have good seeds coming up all the time. You know, you're going to have a harvest coming in the future because of the seeds that you're sowing today. Your actions today affects tomorrow. Glory to God. In Luke chapter 8, in verse 11, it says, now this is the parable of the sower sowing the seed, and Jesus had already told him, and then he started to tell him what it was about. He said, "The parable is this, the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil, and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which when they hear, receive the word with joy. These have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection, but that on the good ground are they in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience." But notice it said the seed was the word of God, and it said the ground is our heart. And it said that those by the wayside hear the word, then comes the devil to take that word out. See, the devil knows that he can't allow the word of God to take root in your life because it will reproduce good. It will reproduce heaven. Did you know there's seeds that comes from heaven? And if you let those seeds grow in your heart and work in your life, it'll produce heaven in your life. But there's also seeds that come from hell. You know, and if you accept those seeds into your life, you know, it's just like depression. If you have a thought come in your mind and that seed plants a thought in your mind, something negative, and gets you thinking in a bad frame of mind, and then after a while it can bring all kind of darkness into your life because you've let that seed get into your mind and it affects your life. But it said, see, the most important thing is that we have a receptive ground to receive the seed of God's word. But it said, those by the wayside hear, then comes the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock, when they hear, they receive the word with joy. These have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And these are the ones that when they hear the word of God, they're excited about the word of God, but they don't have no stamina to stand up to resist the enemy. The first temptation comes along, they give in to it. And see, that's exactly how the enemy tries to get you to make a wrong turn. When you're starting to sow the right kind of seeds, the enemy is going to come along to try to get you to sow a wrong seed, to go in a different direction than what you're already going. And then it said, they which fell among thorns. Now, this is where most people are at. They which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. And you know why? Because it takes your focus away from the seed. See, the more fruitful you become is determined by how much you focus on the seed. See, the more that you can focus your attention on the things of God and what God's saying to you, the more that fruit can produce in your life. But see, that's the reason there's so many distractions that comes our way. You know, problems and cares and needs and this and that happens all the time, trying to get your attention on those things. And we don't realize it, but it takes our attention off the Word of God. And it's like weeds growing up in a garden. It starts choking out the seed so that it doesn't produce the best it could produce. But it said that on the good ground, having heard the Word, keep it. They stay focused on the seed. They stay focused on the Word of God, and they won't let nothing shake them loose from it. Because if you can hold on to the Word of God, when God speaks something to you, if you can hang on to it and don't let the enemy shake you loose from it, stay focused on it, I promise you it'll come to pass. It'll come to pass in your life. God will bring forth good things into your life, and He'll cause the enemy to be defeated. Glory to God. As a matter of fact, many times when God's trying to bless you, He'll ask for a seed. You know, many times when God, you'll be praying, oh God, I need $1,000 to pay my light bill. God said, I want you to sow a seed. I want you to give to this here, or go do this, you know. And you don't realize it, but God's setting you up to bless you. You know, He's setting you up so you'll sow a seed of your deliverance. See, there's seeds of deliverance and there's seeds of obedience. When God speaks to you and tells you to obey Him and ask you to do something, when you obey God, you're actually sowing a seed that's going to come up in your life. Obedience will bring the blessing of God upon your life. It blesses your future. That's the reason when we tithe and we give, we're setting ourselves up for the future. You know, but when people say, oh, I don't believe in that tithe and I don't believe in this and that, and you know what? The enemy comes and steals everything you got. But you know what? God wants us to take back the things the devil has stolen out of your life. And see, one of the ways we do that is realizing that there's a principle of seed time and harvest. There's a principle of sowing in our actions, in our thoughts. Did you know that even thoughts are called seeds? Thoughts. And how many knows that, you know, when we're growing up, we're not necessarily taught that we have to filter out what kind of thoughts is coming in our mind. We just think that whatever comes in our mind, we're supposed to think it. And we don't realize that some thoughts come from the devil. I mean, some thoughts are from hell. And if you think on them long enough, it'll cause you to do those things. You know, that's the reason the devil tempts you with a thought. Many times you don't just go do something off the bat. You think about it first. There's a thought that comes in your mind, and you receive that thought into your mind, and it begins to bring forth fruit in your life, and it'll cause you to go do whatever it was that you were thinking about doing. And so seeds has an effect upon our life. But the Bible says, love thinketh no evil. Did you know the love of God in your life? If you walk in the love of God, it can literally help you keep you from thinking evil thoughts. I mean, when you're in a right spirit, and you have, you know, sometimes if you're not in a right spirit, you don't pick up on the thought. You know, if you're not in a right spirit and the enemy slips a thought in, you don't realize that it's coming from the enemy because you're in a wrong spirit. But when you're in a right spirit, and then a thought comes in your mind, immediately you know it's conflicting with the spirit that you're of right now. And so when you feel, when you're walking in the right spirit and all at once a thought comes, you're just like, nope, I'm not going to think that. I know better than that. God is faithful. God will do what He said He would do. Glory to God. But seeds received has power to produce hellishness in our life or heavenly atmospheres, depending on which one, where it's coming from. Glory to God. Jesus was called the seed of God. Words are seeds. How many knows that when you speak words out of your mouth, Brother Scotty was talking about this a while ago, he's refused to speak those words. You know why? Because he don't want to sow those seeds. He wants to sow the right kind of seeds. You know, and a lot of times we're not wise enough to realize that our words are defeating us because we talk negative and we say stuff we don't want and we say all those things. We don't realize we're sowing seeds. You know, I mean, hope. A lot of times they don't all come up. If they did, we'd been dead a long time ago because we, you know, but God had mercy on us. But the thing of it is, words are seeds. And you know what? You have to be careful what comes out of your mouth. Because the Bible said the tongue can set on fire the course of nature. And it said it's set on fire of hell in the book of James. And so see, your tongue can literally sow seeds from hell into somebody's life. You know, and you know, like husband and wife arguing, you know, and you want to be right. You want to have the last word in or whatever, you know, and you don't realize it, but sometimes you may say something that come right from hell, and then when you do, it produces hell. You know, in your marriage, in your family, because you spoke words that you shouldn't have spoke, you know, that you gave into. And so the Holy Ghost will teach us how to talk. The Holy Ghost will teach us, that's, you know, when we pray in tongues and pray in tongues, but you know what? He'll also teach you how to say words of English and words that are the right words to say, you know, and if we just have to be sensitive to the Spirit of God. Sometimes, you know, I've been guilty myself that, you know, you get in a negative frame of mind and start saying negative stuff. You know, you get down on yourself, you start saying negative things out your mouth, but see, it don't help you none. It don't help anything. The only thing that helps is when we're sowing the right kind of seeds. Glory to God. Your actions, you know, and reactions. You know, when somebody does something to you, you know, the things that people do to you are seeds that people are sowing into your life, but how you react to it is also a seed. You know, if you don't respond to it the right way, then you're not really, you can actually, even though somebody does you wrong, if you respond to whatever what somebody said to you or done to you, you actually can receive a bad seed because of that. Glory to God. How many has ever been offended? You know, did you know what? You don't have to receive offense. It's a seed. If you don't blame me, you just let somebody offend you and you receive that offense and it starts festering. And first thing you know, you're bitter and then you're angry and then your things comes out of your mouth. You know why? Because you received that offense. It's just like Scotty said, I love that, when he said, get out of here, dog. I don't want you here. You know, that's what we got to do when somebody offends us or says something that offends you. You have to say, no, I'm not going to be offended. I ain't taking this offense. You've got a choice whether or not you take a seed or not. You know, you don't have to take a seed when somebody, you know, pride will say, well, you better stand up for yourself. You better get offended and tell them where to go, you know, because you got to be a man. You got to be a woman. You can't let nobody walk on you. You got to tell them off. And but see, to do that, many times you get in offense because you've got to let them think you're offended. And so we have to be careful about the seeds of offense, because I've seen people over the years that, you know, got in really bad shape because that they got offended at somebody. I've had people that would get mad at me when I at church and think I said something I didn't say when I was preaching, and then they would get offended at me, and they'd be sitting there, and I'd be preaching, and they'd just look at me like, you just ain't got it today. I mean, I ain't getting nothing out of what you're saying, you know. And so then, finally, this has happened several times, and then I'm thinking about one particular person. He come to me, and he said, I just want you to know that I'm mad at you because what you said the other day. I said, I didn't say that. Go back and get the tape. He said, I will. He went and got the tape. He said, that's weird. He said, it wasn't on there. I said, I told you I didn't say it. He said, and then after that, man, he was just sitting there smiling. He was just absorbing the Word of God because, see, he had received his bad seed. He had received a lie. A lie is a seed. You know, that's why we don't need to lie, because we're sowing bad seeds when we're telling lies. You know, and if we receive a lie, that lie will produce bad things in our life too. So we have to be careful about what we believe. Glory to God, because we don't want the enemy to sow anything into us. And seeds of hate, you know, if you're angry and if you got hate towards somebody, you know, you got to get over that. You got to get better. Because I had a lady one time, it was kind of my church, and our church I went to, and she had to go in a mental hospital. And I didn't know anything about why she was there, but the day I was going up there to see her, I read this little book about offense and how that you got to forgive. And as I was reading it, it was just like the Lord said, I want you to share this with that woman today. So I got up there to the mental hospital, and they brought her in there and set her down, and I started talking to her, and I said, is there anybody that you haven't forgiven? And she said, no, I love everybody. And the Lord said, ask her about her brother. I said, what about your brother? Boy, all at once her countenance changed, and she said, I hate him. I hate him. And I said, you're going to have to forgive him. And this woman started getting violent. And those orderlies that were in there, they had to come over there and grab her, one on one shoulder and one on the other side. And they said, get out of here. Get out of here. I said, okay. And I left. And I told her when I was going out the door, I said, you're going to have to forgive. And that night, she went back to her room. She cried. She told me this happened later. She said, I cried all night long, and I asked God to forgive me. And she said, the next morning, I woke up in my right mind. And the doctors come in there, and they said, we don't know what happened to you, but we're going to let you go home. Said, you're fine. But it was because of offense. You know, it had brought a seed can either open a door or close a door. A seed can open the door for the devil to come in, or it can open the door for God to come in. And so, we're the ones that chooses which seed we're going to let in. Glory to God. Sometimes seeds come through desire. If you give in to a desire, sometimes you conceive a seed because of pleasure, looking for something or wanting something, and lust or covetousness, you know, things like that. That's why that God told us to not covet, because God knew that if we covet things, then that's a way the devil can sow a seed into us. That's where he can get a place in your life, you know. And so we have to be careful that what we desire. Desire godly things. The Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And you know, that's twofold. That means that as you delight yourself in God, he changes your heart and makes you desire the things he wants to give you. You know, but so the good thing is, if you can have everything God's got, you know, if you love God and you love the things of God, God will give you all you want. Glory to He'll give you. I mean, but the thing of it is, he's not going to give you something that's evil. You know, something that's going to hurt you, something that's going to destroy you. And so that's why we have to be careful about what we desire. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. It says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which with the gospel is preached unto you. But notice he said, we're being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. And he said, and this is the word which we preach unto you. Did you know that when somebody preaches the word of God, that it can cause you to receive the seed, that seed that's being preached, and it can produce in your life? I mean, that's the good thing. I mean, when somebody is preaching by the anointing of God and they're preaching the word of God, and you receive that word and you listen to that word and you let it get in your heart, it will affect you. It will affect you. It can bring peace to you. It can bring joy. It can bring repentance. I remember back before I was a backslider. I'd been away from God for about 4 years. And I was doing some things that wasn't right. And my daddy, he just told me one day, he said, you know what you're doing is wrong, don't you? I said, I don't feel wrong. You know, it's like that song, feels so good it can't be wrong. And so, but anyways, when he said that to me, he said, you know this is wrong, what you're doing. And after I thought about it, I left. I didn't feel guilty at all when he said it. But then I started thinking about it. And on purpose, I started thinking, the Word of God says that I'm not supposed to do this, I'm not supposed to do that. And I said, that's what I'm doing. I said, it's wrong. And so the funny thing was, when I started thinking about what the Word of God said, I started feeling convicted of it. I started feeling like I needed to turn away from it. You know, but I had to first receive that Word. You know, and when I received the Word of God, it brought conviction to me. And so if you want to change something in your life, sometimes you need to hear the Word of God that's against that. And you need to take that word and say, I want that in my life. And it'll bring repentance to you. Glory to God. And it'll bring change. But the thing of it is, a lot of people in the world today thinks that if you don't feel bad about something, it's not wrong. You know? I mean, really, they go by their feelings. It's like, if it feels good, it can't be wrong. You know, it can't be wrong. I like it too good. It ain't hurting me, you know. It's like a friend of mine, he'd been smoking pot for about 10 years at that time or longer. And me and him worked together, and I knew him for 10 years. And when I first met him, he was real clean cut, nice looking young man. But then after about 10 years of him smoking pot every day and night, we was out there talking one day, and he said, ain't nothing wrong with pot. Ain't hurt me a bit. And I looked at him, his teeth was yellow, and his hair was all messed up. And he's like, it don't hurt. And I was looking at him thinking, yeah, it's done more to you than what you think. But see, sometimes people don't realize what something is doing to them. They don't realize the effects of it. You know, the seeds that's being planted in our life. You know, the devil is a deceiver, and he likes to slip seeds in. And you have to be so careful, and especially about the church, because the devil will tell lies about the church and say, oh, the church is all, they're out for money. They're just a bunch of hypocrites in church. You know what you need? Whoa, right there, I'm not listening. Because if you listen to that kind of stuff, first thing you know, you'll start feeling distance from the church. You'll start thinking like, you know, I don't need to be a part of that because it's just hypocrites goes to church. It's a lying spirit. And so when you hear those seeds like that, if you hear something about Brother Scotty didn't do this or he ain't doing that, you're just like, nope, I don't want to hear it, you know. Because the devil's going to lie. He's going to do what he can against those in authority. Those that he has blessed and those that he set up, he's going to try to lie against them to try to turn people against them. And so you have to be careful about what you hear and guard. And God will bless you when you do that. If you protect Brother Scotty and somebody starts bad-mouthing him, you stand up for him, you know what? God will honor you and God will bless you because you stood up for the pastor. You know, for you stood up for what is right. But there's so many people out there that don't realize when they're hearing a lie. You know, they think it's true. They'll say, oh, yeah, that's the way all churches are. You know, I had a brother preach for me years ago. He said, He was in my pulpit and he said that the church is the only place that they kill the wounded. And he said, in the bars, they don't do that. He said, in the bars, they welcome you and they love you and all this stuff. But in the church, they kill the wounded. And so after he got through preaching, I started talking to him. I said, you know, you just told a lie. And he said, he kind of got offended and kind of got huffy with me. And I said, the true church does not kill its own. I said, the true church loves its body. Everybody loves everybody that's in the true body of Christ. You know, and I said, the bar is not better than the church. You know, and he got offended at me. You know, he thought he was actually speaking truth, but it was a lie. You know, and he was spewing that stuff out to people wherever he went. And so you have to be careful about lies. And because, see, sometimes there may be a seed that got planted in you when you were young and you heard somebody say something to you and said, you'll never amount to nothing. You know, you're no good. You're going to be just like your daddy. You're going to be just like your grandpa. You're going to be an alcoholic. You ain't going to have nothing. You know, and that might have got stuck in your mind, and that's something that you didn't even know was affecting you as you grew up. Because seeds, they have a way of trying to reproduce themselves. The devil likes to reproduce evil in the next generation and the next generation. But you know what? It stops with us because we are the seed of God. And I want you to think about this. Remember, the DNA is in the seed. And if we are the seed of God, that means that the DNA of God is on the inside of us. And what will produce us, it'll make us, has the potential to make us just like the Father. But the thing of it is it's got to be nurtured. It's got to have the right kind of soil. You can't go out here and plant seeds on the asphalt, you know, because if it's not in the right kind of atmosphere, it'll grow up. It won't grow up. It won't take no root. But see, if we let the Word of God, the Bible says, be rooted and grounded in the love of God. Did you know that if you walk in the love of God and you stay in the love of God and you walk after the Spirit of God, that's an atmosphere for seeds to grow inside of you. You know, if you got the love of God in your heart and you walk in the love of God and you refuse to let anything pull you out of the love of God, then when you receive the seeds of God, it's easy for those seeds to grow inside of you. But if you're bitter and angry and you ain't got a right spirit, then when you hear the Word of God, it's just going to run off of you. It's not even going to take no root because it's not got the right kind of soil. It's just like in a marriage and stuff. When, you know, husbands and wives, you know, a marriage is like a garden. And you have to till it, you know, and you have to water it and you have to nurture it. And if you want the right kind of things to grow up in your marriage, then you have to sow the right kind of seeds. You know, if you're sowing the wrong kind of seeds, then you're going to get what you planted. You know, glory to God. But seeds are sown through thoughts, evil or good. They're what we hear from people, what we hear in our own mind, what we hear on TV, whatever we hear is seeds, and we have to discern those seeds and stop them that are the wrong seeds. Because really, what you believe determines what seed is going to take root. See, if I told you something and you didn't really believe it, it's probably not going to hurt you. If you said, I don't believe that, you know. Like you said, somebody said, oh, Brother Scott, he's just out for money. And you said, I don't believe that. It ain't going to hurt you. But if you heard that and you said, it sounds like that might be true. I believe Scott is just like that. You know what? Then that'll hurt you because you believe it. You know, when you believe, whatever you, the Bible said you can believe a lie and be damned. And so you have to be careful about believing, but what you believe, and so if you put that on the positive side and you hear something that's true, that's the Word of God, and you say, I believe that's true. And, you know, then what you're doing is you're receiving the seed. It was like Mary, when the angel came to Mary and the Holy Ghost came over and said, you're going to conceive a seed. It's the Son of God. And she said, be it done unto me according to that word. She believed the Holy Ghost when He spoke to her. She believed that she was conceiving that seed. And guess what? She conceived the seed because she believed the seed. And so when you, what you believe affects you. It affects how, whether or not you will reproduce it or not. And your actions, what you think, what you hear. You know, we've always heard, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. Because in reality, that's what you're doing. Every how you do unto others, it's going to be sowed back into your life. And I've seen this happen so many times in people's lives. I've seen how people would treat people sometimes and the very same thing would happen to them. I remember one time a couple that they were mocking a preacher that had fallen into sin. And they were real high, they thought they were real spiritual way up here. And later on this guy confessed this to me. And he said I heard them mocking, I forget who it was they were mocking now, I think it was a PTL club. They were mocking him and just really making fun of him and everything. And that night, they fell into sin. The same sin they were mocking him for, they did. And he told me later on, he said, it happened. He said, and because we were mocking that preacher. You know, and so you have to be careful about how you do unto others, because if you've done wrong, how would you want somebody to do you? You know, if you was the one on the bad end of the deal, you know, how would you want somebody to treat you? You know, would you want somebody to lay the axe to your head and chop off your head? You know, or would you want them to have mercy? You know, and so that's why he said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Glory to God. And then the final thing, and most of you have heard a lot of this, I'm sure, because Brother Scott has got a lot of revelation about giving. If you have a need, sow a seed. He used to say it all the time, and it was a blessing at the church, you know, because it's true. If you have a need, sow a seed. And if there's something in your life, and because see, sowing seeds financially don't just affect you in money. It can affect you in every area of your life. The Bible said He's able to make all grace abound towards you. They've been times in my life that God told me to sow a seed, and I remember one time I gave us some money to a missionary at Christmas time. And I just threw the money down, and I told my wife, I said, mail this to the missionaries. I'm going to give them for Christmas. And I walked in my bedroom, and the Holy Ghost just come over me, and I just started weeping. And I felt the Spirit of God on the inside of my heart, and it was like, it just felt wonderful. And I thought, wow, man, I'd do that all the time if I knew I was going to get blessed like that, you know, because I wasn't expecting to get blessed. I was just going to sow a seed, you know. And I remember another time the Lord told me to go take a plate lunch to this man that I knew. And I went and picked up a plate lunch and carried it to him. And on the way there, the Holy Ghost just came over me like that. It just softened my heart and done a work inside of me. So see, when you're doing good deeds, when you're doing good things and you're obeying, you're sowing good seeds, it affects your life in other areas too. You know, that's why that we need to be, the Bible says, be doers of the Word of God. Because if you're doing it, that means you're sowing it. See, if you're doing the Word of God. But see, what there's a bad thing that's happening now is that people are getting to the place to where they don't want to do anything. They don't want to sow anything. They want to just sit back and say, Lord, here I am. You know, bless me. But He can't bless you if you're not doing anything. You know, when you start being obedient and doing the things that God's wanting you to do, the blessings of God will come upon your life. Glory to God. How many loves the Lord tonight? Yes. Give the Lord a hand. Amen. Praise God. Brother Scotty, does anybody need prayer tonight for anything? Glory to God.